Radio Network, the world's conscious broadcasting network, live on iTunes and archived on iHeartRadio, the voice of consciousness. And now, join Shea Parker's Best of the Best, offering celebrity guests, lively discussions, hot topics, free psychic readings, and expert guest hosts. Simply the best in spiritual and metaphysical talk radio. Listen live on your phone or device using our universal mobile player. No app needed. Shea Parker's Best of the Best. Find out more at bestamericanpsychics.com.
Intro faux pas. I don't know what's going on. We're just going to say it's spirit intervention here because that always seems to happen with the technology when you're doing these spiritual shows. So anyway, this is Shea Parker. You are on Best of the Best. We are live, folks, here tonight right here on OTR FM Om Times Radio. And I have a very special guest with me this evening. She is actually going to be another one of our guest hosts right here on Best of the Best. And excuse me, she's going to be guest hosting the fourth Tuesday of every month on this very show. So we're going to get to know her a little bit better tonight. And without further ado, I'm going to bring her right onto the radio right now. I am happy, very, very, very happy to introduce Best American Psychics member, Vicki Schneider. She is an everyday mystic angel, which is an earth angel with a lot of empathy, compassion, and a down-to-earth edge. You can find her directly at VickiSnyder.com. Now, that's V-I-C-K-I, without an E on the end of it, Snyder, S-N-Y-D-E-R.com. Vicki, welcome to the show.
Hi, Shay. Thank you for having me.
You are most welcome, and you're going to be having yourself here shortly. Everybody out there listening, Vicki is a tested and proven member of Best American Psychics. So we are certainly happy to have her also as a guest host with us right here on this show. And, you know, I really just have to give a shout out to our listeners who have been with us the past couple of weeks because the feedback that we've gotten has been tremendous. And we really, really do appreciate the support, and especially the support that you're showing to our new guest hosts as well, Vicki being one of them. So we're going to go ahead and dive right in and get to know Vicki a little bit better here in the show tonight. We're also going to talk about what Vicki's upcoming show is going to be about. So Vicki, you are known as the Everyday Mystic Angel. So can you further elaborate on that for people? Can you explain what that is?
Yes, I sure can. Okay, so every day, how I came up with this is that, first of all, I'm a Doreen Virtue certified realm reader, and there's different earth angel realms, and a mystic angel is one of those. So that was part of it. And the other part is every day is because really I'm an everyday person, and I relate to everyday people. I like to surround myself with everyday people. So that just fit with it. Some people have these images of themselves or of other psychics that in the field that, you know, they're unapproachable and, have this special gift. Well, to me, I'm just every day. Everyone can have that same gift of being a psychic medium. So the mystic angel part is an earth angel is an angel that has come to this world to do the work of a light worker. So the mystic part is a part wise one. So I come with a lot of history and knowledge. And the angel part is that, which is kind of interesting, is that it's usually a mystic angel is an earth angel that has an edge. So, they're down to earth. They're every day. They may swear, they may drink, they may smoke. Not saying I do any of those, but I may have in the past. But so it's just everyday person. So really that's what it is. And I'm here as a light worker, and an earth angel is just that, to really spread the light and for the mission of improving the world for others.
So how are your, in other words, how is your particular reading style different than, for instance, a full-on psychic medium or a full-on psychic, given that you also incorporate the angels into it?
Right. First of all, my reading style is a little bit different is because I do have I have a degree in psychology, so I have and I've worked in the counseling field, so the angels and the universe and spirit use me in that way. So that's how it's different. And I connect to the angels. During every reading, I connect with the angels that work with me, that work with the people that sit with me and offer their hope and their direction to them. And it's usually a very compassionate reading. I come from a counseling style that it's very, your reading with me is going to be very interactive. We're going to talk, we're going to sit down, and it's going to be very comfortable for the person. It's not me just talking and telling you everything I'm getting, but we're going to process it together. So I guess that's how it's a little bit different, is that it's really interactive and it's processing the information so that healing can occur and continue and that people can be empowered.
Yeah, so it's basically a continuum. And actually, what I want to do, I know you're a certified angel card reader, but you also, you've taken it, I think, more than one step. You've taken it several steps further because obviously with the mental aspect of it, you know, there's a lot that goes into that, especially with grief and depression and stuff like that. But you're also a certified assertiveness coach. So can you explain to our listeners what that entails?
Sure. When I worked back in the 80s and with the mental health, in the mental health field, I was teaching assertiveness back then. And that kind of has been dormant. And then I got interested in it again when Doreen Virtue came out with her book, Assertiveness for Earth Angels. And I actually started already working with groups of earth angels or just people that are light workers to improve their assertiveness, because this is an area that we as earth angels or light workers sometimes need a lot of help in, because we like to be people pleasers and not say no or set boundaries, so that, because we don't want to upset people. So I've been doing that. And then she came out with the assertiveness class, which I took, which is really good for working with groups as well as individual mm-hmm. people.
Well, I think that it's interesting about the assertiveness thing and sort of joining that or coupling that with people in the spiritual world, or even just people that maybe are not as confident, you know, as others out there. So I think that that is really just a brilliant marriage of the esoteric work that you do, but also, I mean, let's face it, we are human beings, we are walking in the human body, and we do have things that affect us one way or another, whether it's in our childhood or our work environment or whatever. So I think the assertiveness thing, I really, really think that's a fantastic idea, because I know myself, you know, I struggle with, oh gosh, I am trying to please everybody sometimes, and you're trying to do the best that you can do, but you absolutely have to set boundaries, because if you don't, it's like a Mack truck, you know.
Exactly.
So yeah,
yes, I definitely have struggled with this most of my life until I really opened up to that spiritual side of myself and taking that step into the spiritual realm, it has definitely helped me know that I have to set boundaries and to be assertive, and that it's okay as long as I'm saying no from a loving place.
Yeah, absolutely. And I would see how that also could be very beneficial for your clients, because you can not only give them the psychic, you know, reading and the messages from their guides and the angels, but you can also go to the more clinical side of things, which, I mean, that's a one-stop shop, you know?
Yeah, I try to do that so I can, you know, I'm able to help a lot of different people. And it's so much more than just a reading. And of course, I firmly believe that readings are a form of healing. So the counseling and helping people to be empowered just goes along with that as well.
Yeah, yeah. And that, and this is something that, like you said earlier, people can actually, it can be a continuum where they can build upon their last session with you and then continue. Because let's face it, I mean, healing sometimes takes months, years. It doesn't necessarily happen in a 30-minute reading, although a lot of healing can happen, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. So
it's definitely a process.
Oh, yeah.
Also, to throw in here, too, along with that, since we're kind of talking about healing, is I do integrated energy therapy, which is healing with angels. So I also help that. And a lot of times assertiveness comes up intuitively when I'm working on people as well. It seems like the universe brings people to me that really do need help with their personal power and the assertiveness. So it all kind of plays together.
Yeah, it certainly does. And I really believe that, too. I believe that each of the psychics that do this work are recipients of the people that really need them. You know, you guys somehow find one another, and I think it's just fantastic and it's very powerful. So,
it is amazing.
Yeah, I know. And well, we're going to talk a little bit more about all of this when we get back. And again, I apologize to my listeners. I've had this cough thing in my chest for a week now. So if I'm huffing and puffing over here, I'm not the big bad wolf. It's just I've got a cough every now and again. So there you have it. But everybody, if you are just now tuning in, or perhaps you would like me to repeat the website, I am speaking this evening with Vicki Snyder, and she can be found directly at VickiSnyder.com. That's VickiKi. And then Snyder, SNYDER.com. We're going to be right back after the break to learn more about Vicki Snyder, the Everyday Mystic Angel.
You're listening to OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
The name is Bond, James Bond.
No, the name is Joe, the Joe Show. And we are returning back for our ninth season here on Old Times Radio. So tune in every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, on oldtimes.com/mobile. You can take us wherever you go.
Yeah!
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times. Co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Do you want to be a better communicator? Do you want to better connect with the important people in your life? Do you want to enrich your relationships? If so, join me, Matthew Cooper, on the Positive Control System show every Wednesday evening at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on OM Times Radio. I'll meet you there.
You're listening to OTR-FM. Part of the IOM Radio Network.
Hey folks, welcome back. This is Shay Parker, your host of Best of the Best. We are live this evening with Vicki Snyder. She is an everyday mystic angel. She can be found directly at VickiSnyder.com. That's VickiSnyder.com. And before the break, we were talking a little bit with Vicki about the different modalities and things that she offers to her clients, and they certainly there are a lot of things that she offers. So Vicky is a medium, an angel intuitive. She's also a Reiki and an angelic healer. She is a certified angel card reader, and we're also discussing the assertiveness coaching, which I think is absolutely fantastic. So Vicky is also going to be one of our guest hosts. That's very hard to say. Guest hosts. Right here on Best of the Best, actually the fourth Tuesday of every month. So, Vicky, tell us about what your plans are for your show.
Okay, so it's called Divine Angel Messages, and I will be offering divine guidance for listeners' questions. They can check out my Facebook page, which is called Divine Angel Messages. And before the show, they can post a question there, and I will try to answer as many as I can. But I'm also going to be having guests, and the guests that I plan to have are sometimes might be just kind of everyday people. People starting out on the spiritual field, people that there could be experts. But my focus is really to help show listeners that anyone can open up on a spiritual path and start walking that spiritual path, and for people to everyday people to share their experiences of how they got started and where it took them, because people need that inspiration, I feel, in life. And so many people that have special gifts are just sitting in their living rooms and not embarking on that journey because they don't think they're good enough or they don't know how to. So I think to hear from everyday people on how they maybe became an author and published a book when they, you know, were a hairdresser, which is a guest I've had on my show before, are people like that are very inspiring and empowering, and hopefully will lead people to check in on themselves and what gifts they can offer. And they can do it by listening to other people on their path.
Yeah. Yeah. And I, you know, I love that you do that, because here's the thing. I mean, celebrities and expert guests and all that stuff are wonderful, no question. But at the same time, everybody out there has something. They have some gift. They have some talent. And, you know, we all walk the human condition, if you will. And, you know, I really love the fact that you are putting relatable guests out there, because as wonderful as celebrities are and such, sometimes it's a little difficult for people to relate. You know, it's kind of like, oh, well,
definitely.
Of course. Yeah, it's like, of course you did that. You're a millionaire. I mean, who couldn't?
Exactly.
So, I mean, it's kind of like, yeah. So I love that direction that you're taking the show, incorporating both everyday people and then, of course, you know, experts in their field as well.
Yeah,
because,
definitely.
Yeah, it's one big picture, really. So,
yeah.
I can't wait to listen in. Now tell us, or tell the listeners, I mean, being an Om Times radio host right now, you actually have some pretty exciting news. You just recently made the cover of Om Times for an article.
Ooh.
That you did. So let's tell everybody about that.
This is again about stepping out of the box. So excited.
I know.
I'm tongue-tied. Well, it started in November. I started writing, and the first article I wrote for them was published and put on the cover. But the last one I did was just this past week, and it was Three Ways to Face Pain. And, you know, I don't pretend to be an author, but I just started writing. Actually, a good friend of mine gave me a message and said that I should be writing in small pieces, because I'm like, I can't write a whole book, you know? So I checked out Om Times and signed up and submitted an article, and it got published. So it's very exciting and scary at the same time, because, you know, I've committed to really write an article every month and submit it in the writers community. So it is, again, another, I hope to show people that, you know, I don't pretend to be an author, but yeah, I put myself out there and did it, and it's a wonderful feeling, and I like it. But each time I sit down to write, it scares me, because I'm not a writer.
I beg to differ. You may not be ironically, pen and paper a writer, but I think that Listen, you've made the cover. How many articles have you written? Two, three? I've made the cover twice.
I've written three times and two were published. So yeah, that feels really good.
Yeah, to be on the cover. It's not just that they were published. They were published on the cover.
I know. I mean, that's kind of...
Yeah. I'm modest though, so, you know, well. But I am. I'm very proud. And especially this last article, my son helped me edit it because, you know, it's been a long time since I took an English class. So he did help me with that. And it was a nice family affair. It had him look at me in a different way, I think, and understand a little bit more about what I think and how I work. So it was a great experience.
Yeah, I bet that was. And it's great that he helped you out with that because it is, you know, as we grow into adulthood and we are able to view our parents in, you know, with different eyes, it's kind of like, oh, yeah, gee, they're not just the cook, the clean, and the chief bottle washer, you know. So they actually have lives and gifts, all sorts of great stuff. So, so here's the thing, Vicky, I have to say this about you because I love this component of your life. Here you are, Vicky Snyder, everyday mystic angel, earth angel, empathy, compassion, down to earth edge, and then I go on your Facebook and you're on the back of a hog riding down the road. the first time I was like, what? You know, so it's so cool. I think, you know, I think that's absolutely fantastic. You're into the good old motorcycles, and I think that's fantastic. So good on you there.
Yeah, I absolutely love that. And that's you know, something I've always been afraid of motorcycles and never interested in them, but my fiance loves them, and it's something that he's taught me that I really love, and we share it together.
I love Jim. Hi, Jim. I love Jim. He's a good
he's listening.
I know. Tell him I said hi. He was my luggage man. Jim helped me out big time. He carried the biggest suitcase I've ever seen in my life up like two flights of steps for me. So that was fantastic. But yeah, indeed. Well, I really love the fact that you are so. You're not one of these kind of holier than thou, you know, I mean, you can get right down with people and really they do feel very comfortable around you. So,
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's nice to have metaphysical or spiritual practitioners that are so down to earth, you know, because again, sometimes think that people feel that this is untouchable for them, and you know your whole motto of bringing it to the everyday person is really it's very inspiring.
Thank you.
Is. Yeah, absolutely. So, all right. Well, we've got the radio show coming up, folks. Again, Vicky's going to be with us the fourth Tuesday of every month with her radio show, and I would highly encourage everybody to tune in. But you said something earlier, Vicky, about if people want to ask questions, go to your Facebook page. Can you give us a shout out about how they can find you on Facebook?
Sure. My Facebook page is Divine Angel Messages, which is the name of my show on Best of the Best. And you can just, before the show, you know, every fourth Tuesday is just, you know, if you have a psychic question or a question that you need some guidance on, or one of my favorite things too is educate. So if you have a question of something you're experiencing spiritually in your home or around you, you know, feel free to put it on a post. You know, I'll probably ask for questions. I know I did that today. And I'll post, you know, and then you can just ask a question right on that post. And then I will address it on air.
Oh, wow. Great. That's fantastic. And how much time do you need? In other words, before the show, do you want them to do it a couple of days ahead of time or just right before the show, or does it matter?
Yeah, right before. You know, they can do it before, you know, the week of the show. They can do it, you know, a few hours before. I mean, it's nothing I'm going to prepare for. It's going to be, you know, intuitive, you know, and then when I connect with them, I'll be connecting with them on the air, even though they're not live.
Well, you're the everyday mystic angel who's going to wing it. Get it?
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say that, but yeah, maybe.
Oh, goodness. No, I don't know. I'm just being, corny. I'm being corny.
I don't want people to think that I need days to prepare because it's not, I don't work like that. So it'll be very, you know, just like if you'd be calling, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, you actually bring up a really good point with that because sometimes the skeptics out there, and we know you're out there, the skeptics out there are kind of like, oh, yeah, she'll get the name, the date, the, you know, she'll be able to Google, so all that craziness.
Yeah, no, I don't have time for that.
Yeah, right?
No, like, I don't.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Believe me. That makes perfect sense. So let's see. We've got about 2 minutes until break time. So I want to touch a little bit again on what you were talking about sitting down writing. For anyone out there that might be considering this, what do you do? Do you just walk in and plop down and you don't know what you're going to write about? Or how does that work?
Did you just like read my mind? This is so funny because I was going to bring this up. I don't know who, I'm not sure who I was talking to the other day when it got published, but I said, you know, why can't I just can't just sit down and write. I have to be experiencing it. So something in my life happened that caused me pain and it just poured out of me. So it's a little bit of channeled message, I think. The first article I wrote, of course I'm on air and I can't think of the name of it. But again, that came from an experience I was having in life that was very profound, that I felt I had to share.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's kind of like
writing
experience. Yeah, of course. Well, you know, right? It's very cathartic, I think. I mean, I can express myself actually better sometimes in writing than I can even in words because I have time to let it sort of flow, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
I remember the first article I wrote in November. It was about dysfunctional families and how to kind of deal with that. So,
yeah,
and I had went through an experience like that day with my mother, which is a tumultuous relationship, and I just like I have to write, you know, and I just started writing. And I'm like, and I submitted it, and pow, you know.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's great when it comes out like that. Well, we got to cut the break really quickly, folks. Vicki Schneider, Everyday Mystic Angel, will be right back after the break.
This is OTRFM. Part of the IOM Radio Network.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at AscendingHearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness in action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
You're listening to OTRFM. Part of the IOM Radio Network.
Hey, folks, welcome back. This is Shea Parker. I am your live host right here on Best of the Best, and I have with me tonight a special guest host that we're actually going to have with us the fourth Tuesday of every month here on Best of the Best, Vicki Snyder. She is an everyday mystic angel. She can be found at VickiSnyder.com, and that's V-I-C-K-I, no E on the end of it, just V-I-C-K-I-S-N-Y-D-E-R.com. Now, before the break, we were speaking with Vicki about, oh gosh, a variety of different things. And we did talk a little bit about her show as well, and also the different modalities that Vicki is able to do. And I know, Vicki, that you offer some classes and courses. So, you know, I always love talking about classes and courses because I think they're so beneficial to helping a lot of people out there. So if you can elaborate on the different things that you teach, and we'll, you know, again, listeners, if you're out there listening right now or perhaps in archives, the classes can be found directly on Vicki's website. There's actually a navigational tab for it, so you can find that on your own. But Vicki, tell us a little bit more about your what you offer.
Sure. Right now, what I mainly have been focusing on, because I do work full time during the day, so my time is limited with classes at this time. But I'm hoping to that changes going forward. But right now, I'm really focused on teaching people how to read angel cards, and the angel cards are such a great tool to help people check in with themselves and to have that guidance. So I use it more as an empowerment tool. And so, I mean, sure, they'll learn how to read for other people, but it's more, the focus is a lot of learning to use them for yourself. So I do that. I do a class on that. And then we do a monthly get together and practice reading cards with each other, which in learning different spreads. And I have tons of decks that people can practice with and test out, and of just I just use Doreen Virtue Angel cards. So that's really the focus there. I'm starting up a psychic development class that will be starting next month, and we'll be doing that. I teach assertiveness. You know, I do assertiveness groups. What else do I do here? I also am on the Spirituality Center at Learn It Live. So you don't have to necessarily be in my neighborhood or area to take a class with me. I do live online classes as well. And I have assertiveness coaching there along with angel card reading that's are currently posted. But I also teach Reiki and integrated energy therapy, and within that integrated energy therapy, there's other classes with healing with angels and different angel type classes.
Yeah. So now, can you explain to people really quickly what IET is?
Sure. IET, which is integrated energy therapy, it's similar to Reiki, but it's an angelic vibration, and it really works at getting down deep into your tissues and removing issues that you've hold on to in your DNA. And it's using, you channel angelic energy from 9 different healing angels. So it's really, it's a wonderful healing that I combine that with the Reiki. So it's, those two work really well together. But it's very, very effective with people that have issues from childhood, even from past lives, that comes up a lot, and really just starts peeling away the layers and offering them some healing.
So with that, would you say that the IET, the integrated energy therapy, is something more that they would do for themselves, or they would learn to become like a practitioner, or both?
They would learn to be a practitioner, but you can also learn to do it on yourself as well. Just like Reiki, you learn as a practitioner, but you can do that healing to yourself as well.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah.
But it really heightens the connection to angels and opens up that channel, which is, it's just a wonderful channel to have open with that divine love, because you learn to really do this heart link connection to angels, which you can use that heart link to connect with your loved ones that have passed as well. So it's really has a lot of benefit.
Wow. That's pretty neat.
And it's hands on, just like Reiki, you know, the same thing, you know, on a massage table, clothes, you know, and there's certain areas that you, you energize with energy, you remove the issues, and then you I'll give you an example. So say you're working on the heart area and there's a lot of not feeling loved there. So you would remove those issues that are causing that lack of love. And then you put in energy of love. The shoulders, it would be, removing the shoulds, should haves and putting back in that freedom, that spiritual freedom. So that's kind of how it works.
Wow. Yeah. So basically it takes the different corresponding body parts or maybe not body parts, but the body as a whole. And then is it kind of like teaching different methodologies for healing those particular parts, or is it more of like the whole at once?
It's like a whole at once.
Okay. Gotcha.
Where Reiki seems a little bit more like you can do certain areas, but with the IET, I usually do a full treatment.
Oh, okay.
From head to the hip area really is what it is. And then I do Reiki in between and, in different areas as well. So, there's acupressure kind of points that go along with IET instead of the chakras. It's more of like an acupressure point.
Oh yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
And you do all this where, if someone is in your local area, let's see, where could they go? I know you're in New York, so.
Yes. Before I tell you that, you can also do Reiki and IET distant healing as well as in person. But I am in New York. I'm in Rochester. I do have an office. This is some news I haven't really shared with anyone. I was going to talk about it, but my fiance Jim and I are going in on a little store. So I will be moving in March, and I'll have a bigger area to do bigger classes and things like that. So right now I do have a private office in Pittsburgh where I see clients, and I will be moving more into Rochester in March.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah. Nothing
Thank
like
you.
Making
very-
an announcement on global radio.
Yeah. And you have to look for our Facebook page when we get it. It'll be Spirit and Crystal Connections. So I'm the spirit and Jim will be the crystal. He's going to be selling crystals and I'll be, doing the services and selling. I'm just going to specialize in Dorian Virtue Angel cards because around here in Rochester, it's like impossible to find them.
Wow. That's fantastic. Well, good. Yeah. That's super exciting. I mean, congratulations to both.
Thank you.
It's a great venture to hop into, and especially, I like the fact that you're bringing both aspects together. So that should be great. And you can do all sorts of stuff out of a center like that, group.
Yeah, it's not a big one, but it's bigger than where I'm at. So, yeah. And it's going to be plenty room.
Plenty for you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very, very good. That's phenomenal news.
Yeah. So my class list will probably be expanding because I have tons of ideas. I just haven't had the time or the space to really implement them all. So that will be changing. Yeah.
Well, that's great.
Which I'm excited about. Yeah.
No, I think that, and it's growth. That's what it's all about. So
yeah, I know
the more people you can touch, the more people they can touch. So
exactly.
Yeah.
It's that ripple. Yeah.
I know. I love it. Now, angel oracle cards. Can you explain to our listeners? I know what angel cards are. I know what oracle cards are, but what is an angel oracle?
Okay. So there are angel tarot and angel oracle, but the oracle cards are really fun because they're very easy to use. There's no real set rules like there is tarot with the suits and all of that.
Yeah.
They're just much more free flowing. Dorian Virtue has a wide variety. I use her decks, but she has a wide variety. Some of the cards, there's always pictures of angels, of course, but then there'll be one word or there could be a whole paragraph with a message. But I teach that you read them intuitively. So it doesn't necessarily mean it doesn't matter what it says on the card. It's more of your connection to the angels and to the universe, what the card means for the person. Okay. So an oracle card, and her, and the decks that I use, you know, some of them have specific meaning, specific uses. Like there's a life purpose deck. There's, there's different healing decks. So they all kind of have different cards in them. And you can definitely use them for spreads, and they're very accurate. They're very colorful, very easy to read, and just really helps the people to dig into that intuition they have and really build it and grow. And then they just believe, I just watch them, they take off, and it's just awesome, because it's a tool that increases the intuition and that connection.
Yeah. And I think that's really interesting the way you teach. And of course, you know, anybody out there that's ever gotten any type of a tarot deck or an angel card deck or whatever, you get that little booklet, you know, your little cheat sheet booklet.
Throw it out.
Yeah, I really like the fact that you teach them to actually read the card itself and get their impression from the card. Because that, you know, I mean, anybody can kind of sit there and read a book, and
and that's what I tell my students. You know, people, if you are going to read for people, they're going to come to you. If they want, they could just read the book themselves. So they want a piece of your connection and what you are getting intuitively from that card. It also builds trust, which is so important for people that are open up psychically, spiritually, because that trust, and believe me, I know how it is, because I did not trust either, and I didn't have that faith in the information that was coming to me was going to be right, and all those worries. So I totally relate, and that's why I teach them that increases your trust and your faith, and that just spills out into everything else you do spiritually.
Yeah, well, it is tough to trust that. I mean, Jill and I were actually talking about that last week, about sometimes I know you guys get some crazy messages, and it's like, can I really say that? It makes no sense whatsoever, and it's like, I can't say that. They're going to think I'm insane. So it does take a lot of – well, it takes a lot of trust – not only for you and the person that you're working with, but also for you individually. Like, you have to trust yourself, but you also have to trust spirit. And that's a huge lesson. And there's our happy little cue music.
I know, I hear it.
For our upcoming commercial. So, folks, I am live tonight with Vicki Snyder, Everyday Mystic Angel. We're going to be right back with you after the break on Best of the Best. And we're going to have our final segment with Vicki Bowie.
This is OTR-FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Join Elliot Jolish, the business therapist, each Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern for the Elliot Jolish Hour, as he interviews business experts on your behalf. And you're invited to email your business questions to questions@ecjgroup.com for answers, live, on air, every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on the Elliot Jolish Hour. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi everyone, this is Shay Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on IOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTRFM. This is Shea Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
You're listening to OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Hey everybody, this is Shea Parker. Welcome back. We are at our final segment on Best of the Best. And again, I want to thank all of our listeners. Without you guys, we certainly would not be here. So thank you for joining us this evening, myself and my guest, Vicki Schneider, the Everyday Mystic Angel. She can be found directly at VickiSchneider.com. That's VickiSchneider.com. Now, just as a show recap, Vicki will be guest hosting Best of the Best the fourth Tuesday of every month here, folks. So please mark your calendars because Vicki is actually going to be doing something a little bit different than some of the other hosts that are going to be with us. She is actually going to be allowing questions that you can ask on her Facebook page ahead of time. So make sure that you make note of that. You can actually go to Vicki's website and you should be able to find her Facebook. Do you have it on there, Vicki, your Facebook link?
I do.
Let's see.
Yep.
Okay, good, good. Yeah, so if you need to find her Facebook page, you can go directly to VickiSchneider.com. Excuse me, and find it, you know, right there, and definitely make sure you check that out. So, Vicki, we are doing our very last segment here of the evening. So, what I want to go over a little bit, we started talking about the different kind of cards, and I know you do many, many, many different services and many different kinds of readings, but. What, I mean, could you walk us through like a typical reading with you, like what the sitter would expect? Or I know it's hard to do, but.
Well, with me, you know, because I am down to earth, I'm very relaxed. So the first thing I'm going to do is try to put anyone at ease and just talk and, you know, kind of get that connection going, help them put aside any anxiety they may have, because I do get a lot of first timers who are nervous, not sure what's going to happen. So I'm always open to questions. As I said, I work very interactively, so we do a lot of talking. And it is, someone I think has mentioned, it's like sitting down with an old friend over a cup of tea. So that's what I try to make it very comfortable. I try to try to ask them to kind of what they're kind of looking for, if they have questions, if they come with questions, or if they just want a general reading. So I like them to know that they have some control over it as well, because I think that's important. You know, I get people sometimes that don't want to connect to a loved one that's passed. So I don't want to waste their precious time and money doing that if that's really not where they want to go, if they want to know more about their future or their job. So I try to, you know, narrow it down like that. So after I do that, then, you know, I'll pull cards and, you know, being that free spirit that I am, that angel with an edge, I have hard time following rules. So I don't necessarily like thought out spreads that, you know, the Celtic cross where each card means a certain thing in each position.
Right. Yeah.
So I just kind of throw the cards as I'm intuitively guided and, just go from there. You know, a lot of times if I'm doing a strict card reading, which, you know, it's usually a combination of medium and psychic and cards. Sometimes I'll start with a past, present, and future, you know, to kind of tune in to the person and then just go from there. It's always, you know, I during the reading, you know, always checking in with them if they understand things, because I don't want anyone to leave a reading not understanding things, because I've seen it happen so many times when I've sat with other people that give readings and, well, I see this, and then, you know, I see a frog, and, you know, they're the person getting the reading is like, does that mean?
And then that my Prince Charming or what?
yeah, they send them on their way, and it's like, I take that time right then and there. Let's process it. So what does the frog mean? What is that saying? Does it mean anything to you? And then if it doesn't, then I go back into spirit and ask for more information. So we work on it together. So sometimes it's like a puzzle that we're working on together. But I feel they have more invested if they were, we work that, those things out instead of leaving and not, you know, well, Vicky told me, I, you know, she saw a frog and this and that. And I mean, none of, you know, and she's like, oh, she's rotten. She doesn't even, nothing made any sense. You know,
yeah, I'm going to get warts. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. What does that mean? You know? Yeah. So, and the other thing you're going to get with me is you're going to get a lot of humor. We're going to have fun, you know, because this, I have a sense of humor. So that's the spirits I usually get are, they have a sense of humor. So, you know, so that trust thing comes into play a lot because some of the stuff I get is kind of like, really, do I have to say that?
Yeah.
You know, but, it ends up being fine because, I use humor and people really appreciate that because, their spirits had a sense of humor. So it helps them to even connect more.
Mm-hmm. It sure does. And because I think sometimes too, especially if you can bring through the personality of someone that has passed over, then it puts the sitter more at ease because we're like, oh yeah, that's Granny. She's, you know, or whatever. I mean, you know, yeah, she was crazy here. She's crazy there. So that definitely, that makes a lot of sense. Now, you brought something interesting up when you were explaining how this works. You said some people may not want to hear from, you know, someone or whatever. Now,
yeah,
it's, I want to expand upon that because sure. I have heard a lot of psychics that say, that's what I'm getting and that's what I'm going to say. And
no.
You know what I mean? So can you tell me your thoughts on that a little bit?
Personally, I'm going to speak of my experience because I was trained in the way that you just said that this is what I'm getting and that's it. But you know, that the sitter can't even ask to connect with someone that, they've lost where, because you might not be able to get them, but okay. I, for one, have rarely maybe once had that issue of not being able to connect if I have that person's name who's passed. So, but there are people out there that don't have any, they don't want to hear anything. So I feel it's my responsibility to let them have that choice beforehand. It's not up to me to just say, I have this person that wants to tell you this one, because I do advertise and put myself out there, psychic medium angel card reader. I kind of feel like they need a choice if they, you know, and they, I give them a choice to not necessarily connect to a spirit that, you know, they don't want. And I've had them come to me where, you know, they have really horrible relationships with, you know, parents that have passed that were abusive and they don't want to hear from them, you know, and it's not my place to push them to listen to that at that time. Mm-hmm. So that's why I always ask, if I get a feel, especially most of the times they'll say, yeah, I want to connect, but sometimes they don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know, I fully support that because I have actually personally witnessed, I was at a huge expo one time, New Life Expo. I'm sure you're quite familiar with it. I mean, you get 20,000 people a day walking through the door in New York. So anyway, I was in the crowd and I was listening to this psychic, and she, in a crowd of, I know there must have been 300 people in that room, and she was like, she was giving readings to the audience and she pointed out this one girl and she said, well, I just have to tell you that, you know, I work more with, like, you know, abuse victims and you know, that's what I relate to, and I work with, like, sexual abuse victims and I need to talk to you. And she pointed at this girl and the whole room looked at that girl and I thought, oh my God, like, you could just see her completely cringe in the, and I felt so bad for that girl because that was so humiliating for her. And I mean, she basically outed her in a very, very, personal, you know, traumatic thing. And I thought, oh my gosh, what are you doing? You know, and I mean, that girl turned every shade of red you can possibly imagine. And I just thought, oh.
Yeah. And you don't know what frame of mind that girl is in and what she heard or how she was made to feel, what she goes and does, you know?
Oh, that's, I know.
It's not responsible.
No, it truly
is. That's putting your own need to get that message out over the person that is maybe doesn't want it.
Exactly. And certainly doesn't want it in that setting. I mean, it would have been one thing if they were in private and she said, listen, this is what, you know, I have a message to share with you. But yeah, so, you know, I totally, totally support your responsibility in that, because this work, and I've said this 1,000 times and I'll say it 1,000 more, it comes with such responsibility. And it's like Spider-Man said, with power comes responsibility, you know, or Peter Parker, whatever. But it's so true, because even though you have the gift and even though you have the ability, it does not mean that you should just be out there blabbing to everybody about everything. So, you know, I highly commend you for that, Vicky. I really
thank you. Another thing too that goes along with that, which I hear often, well, I'm giving you how I get it. Oh my gosh, I'm totally against that. You know, and some of these people that just are so rough with how they give a message that, you know, some people, you know, you can say negative things in a positive way. So I definitely work with my students on that, on the responsibility. You can still, you know, say something that maybe needs some work in a way that's empowering rather than negative and accusing them of not doing something. And this is the same thing, you know, so, you know, some people, well, I don't want to be a Pollyanna reader. Well, no, but there's a way to do it that's not so harsh to
you
people.
Don't have to be Cruella de Vil either.
Oh, no. Wow.
It's like, yeah, I know.
I get a lot of people that come to me after having those types of readings, and they're just like scared, and you know, they need that more of that reassurance.
Yeah. Well, can you blame them? I mean, you know, that's like having a very, very bad experience your first time out of the gate, and it's, listen, I mean, that's pretty frightening. Yeah. So, well, we are going to have to wrap here because we have.
We are.
Yeah, I know. It went so fast. We're already at the top of the hour, so we're going to have to close for this week. But, folks, I want to remind everybody that Vicky is going to be with us the fourth Tuesday of every month right here on Best of the Best.
Thank you for joining us for Shea Parker's Best of the Best. Be sure to tune in next week for more lively discussion topics. Have a great week, and don't forget to check out bestamericanpsychics.com.
In case you need some professional, ethical, and accurate psychic advice from the nation's best psychics.
Until next week,